This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أحمدك ربي حمدا نبويا وصفه محمديا يصبح ويمسي بقلب رضي عالي الرتب وأصلي وأسلم على صفوة خلقك سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وأشهد أن الجنة حق وأن النار حق وأن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر وفي العلن في الليل وفي النهار واعلموا أن الله لا تخفى عليه خافية فيعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض واعلموا أن الله قد جعل التقوى مفتاح كل خير ويسر ونجاح وفلاح فقال عز من قائل ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب جعلنا الله وإياكم من عباده المتقين اللهم آمين. روى الإمام الحاكم حديث على شرط الصحيحين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said ما استجار عبد من النار سبع مرات إلا قالت النار يا رب إن عبدك فلانا استجار مني فأجره ولا سأل عبد الجنة سبع مرات إلا قالت الجنة يا رب إن عبدك فلانا سألني فأدخله الجنة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek his refuge to protect him from the hellfire seven times. Indeed, the hellfire will reply and will say, O Allah, O my Lord, inna abdaka, your servant, fulan, and will mention your name, son of who, also, your father's name, istajara minni fa'ajirhu. He seeks your refuge from me, so O Allah, protect him from me. That's the hellfire. We'll talk to Allah and we'll pray that dua at that time. And then no one will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him al-Jannah seven times. Illa qalat al-Jannah. The Jannah will reply and will talk to Allah and will say, My Lord, your servant, and will mention your name. He asked you to grant him me. So Allah, let him come in me. This is the Jannah. We'll talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, narrated by Ashab al-Sunan, whoever asks Allah this thing three times. So three times or seven times when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the beautiful thing. All you say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min al-nar. Well, I ask you to grant me al-jannah and protect me from the nar, from the hellfire. Right away, the jannah and the hellfire, they hear your voice. That means the Jannah and the hellfire, they can hear. And not only that, they recognize your voice and they will know where this voice came from. So, subhanAllah, that means we are so familiar to the Jannah and the Nar. They know us very well, better than ourselves. Let's one talk and then can you recognize who speaks? It's very hard sometimes. Right or wrong, sometimes people, they call you your friend and then it takes you seconds to figure out who you're talking with. And you talk to them more often. So this is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jannah and the hellfire, they know your voice. And they can recognize it. And not only that, they know your name and your father's name. And also they talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say, O Allah, your servant. And they know who you are as a servant of Allah. This is the tawheed of al-Jannah and the Nar. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, they pray for you. And who prays for whom? When someone prays for someone, that means he loves him and cares about him or not. So the Jannah, when he prays for you. And the hellfire prays for you. That means the Jannah is the place where you will receive the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Jannah, it loves you to be there. And the hellfire is the place of the anger, the ghadab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the la'natullah, the adhabullah, wal'ayadu billah. It does not love to see you there. Even it is the place, but it doesn't like to see the believers there. Doesn't want to see that. So that's why it prays for you right away. You see? So this is the rahmatullah and this is the adhabullah. How the Jannah and the hellfire, they know us And how the Jannah and the Hellfire, they can recognize us. This is something ajeeb. Yani it's something amazing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that every one of us has two seats reserved in his name. One seat in al-Jannah and one seat in the Hellfire. That is your seat since Allah created you. That is your seat under your name. No one gonna take that one. And that is your another seat in the Hellfire. No one gonna take, so that's under your name. So that's why we are known in al-Jannah and we are known by the Hellfire as well. That's your name, you see? So here, it is your choice after that. You want to go to that seat or to that seat. So you pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time. It's a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Wallah, I ask you to grant me al-jannah and protect me from the hellfire. And then you will receive the barakah. You just say this dua 7 times and then the jannah will pray for you. Now the question is, the dua of al-jannah accepted by Allah or not? It is accepted by Allah for sure. Why? Because the Jannah, it is the place of His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Jannah prays for you, that means it is something special from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hellfire is the same thing. The dua of it is accepted. And these things, creation of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we look at the things, we think it is object. It is object, but if you go inside it, there is no objects. Because Allah said, وَإِن مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what goes under everything? Everything goes under everything. How many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hold the rocks, the hasa in his hand, and then they start make tasbih in his hand sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he said to his companion, I know a rock in Mecca. Every time I used to walk, before he receives the message from Allah, I used to walk from that road. In front of that rock, every time I walk there, that rock will say, As-salamu alayka, ayyuhan nabi. That rock will talk to me and will say, As-salamu alayka, O Prophet. That's preparing. That's the ulama, they called it irhasat. When Allah gives the bushra to the messenger before he receives the message, before he meets Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing him for that moment. So he knows, that rock, he recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that rock knows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that rock made the salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is an object, but it's not object. So that's how Allah created things. Do we understand their language or not? This is the question. But are they praying for Allah or not? Yes, they do. Are they remembering Allah or not? Yes, they do. Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, what he said? He said, when the believer dies, two spots, they will cry after him. The first one is his spot on the earth where he used to pray for Allah and put his face and making the sujood and cry and remembering Allah and making tasbih of Allah. That spot will cry after him because no longer that believer will be there. Will hug that piece of earth with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make a sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not only a sujood as we acted, it's deeper than that. The earth hugs you like that. And you hugging the earth, that's why the earth will enjoy your words when you say subhanallah. وبحمده, or when you say سبحان ربي الأعلى, or when you say الحمد لله, or when you say استغفر الله, that's the connection. It creates a relation between you and the earth. Look how many years you're praying for Allah, you're putting your face down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of relation will come here between you and the earth? So that's why when you die after that, this piece of earth will cry after you. The other spot Imam Ali said is what? Is your door in the heaven. Because each one of us has a special gate. All your dua and prayer, it will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the heaven, through that door. And then after you die, that door will close. So it will miss you too. So these two places, Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda said, they will cry after the believer. The Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it loves the believers, and the Jannah, it comes to you. Before you go to the Jannah, you may do something on the earth, and what you look, you're doing it right here. But if we have the 3D glasses and we can see behind, we would see ourselves inside the Jannah. And look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to Bilal radiallahu anhu wa arda, when he came after the rihla of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the journey, when he went to the heavens, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Oh Bilal, akhbirni an amal. Tell me about something you do, something special. What is it?" And then Bilal, he said, "What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "When I went to Jannah, every time I walk somewhere there, I hear your sandal step when you walk in front of me." Bilal, he has a sandal in Medina, and when he walks, he makes special sounds, noise. That's noise, that's Bilal's shoes, radiallahu anhu. So Prophet ﷺ, he hears that in Medina. When someone walks, "Oh, that's Bilal." So he said, "I hear same thing in Al-Jannah. Wherever I turn, I hear same. What are you doing in Al-Jannah?" So Bilal, he's still in Medina. And then Rasulullah ﷺ told him, "Tell me, what is the special things to do?" And then Bilal, he said, "Now I have to tell. What I do is I took a promise myself and promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something. Every time I break my wudu, I make a wudu. I don't stay 1 minute without a wudu. Stayed in wudu and tahara all the time. And after I make every wudu, I pray 2 rak'at nafil for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is a sunnah, he made it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't tell him to, he did that, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh, that's why." What that means? That means Bilal, when he used to walk to go make the wudu, and then comes back to pray in his mihrab, that steps when he used to walk all the time, he used to walk where? In al-Madinah. But actually he walks where? Inside the Jannah. And that's proved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't know. So the Jannah, it came to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, down to him. And the Jannah, Bilal, he's walking inside the Jannah, but he can't see it. Same thing when you go visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you go to the masjid, you pray in area, what we called it, Rawda. The Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Rawda al-Sharifa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Ma bayna qabri wa minbari rawdatun min riyad al-Jannah." Between my grave, or another riwayah, "Ma bayna bayti wa minbari," between my home and my member, "Rawda min riyad al-Jannah." It's a garden. From the gardens of al-Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down on the earth. "Man salla fiha fasqad salla fi al-Jannah." When you pray in that rawda, you are praying inside the Jannah. Has no doubt in that. Now you are sitting inside the Jannah. We believe in that because he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he told us that. We believe in that. You're praying inside the rawda, but you don't see it. But let's feel it. So the Jannah, the relation between the Jannah and the believers, it is a special relation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him putting that rawda. Do you know why? That's between his grave, between his home and his mihrab. That's the most area Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to step with his foot sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his home to the mihrab when he leaves the salah. And then go back again, and then back again, and back again. Back. This is the most area. He used to step on it. So when he stepped, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that area, it became what? Jannah. Remember Bilal? Bilal, when he used to walk for his wudu and his nafil to rak'at, what happened? The Jannah came to him. Right? That was only for Bilal. But now this is Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Jannah is going to wait until Rasulullah comes and walk in it there? Cannot wait. So what did the Jannah do? The Jannah came down. And not only for a Prophet. For who? For everyone goes there. Look at the barakah now of it. It comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to everyone. When you go Hajj or Umrah and you want to pray there, what will happen? The people, they fight for it. You will be lucky if you get to just pass by the Rawda. And you notice that you just came from Hajj. You'll be lucky if you get to just walk through the Rawda. and you see the people, they're waiting there. And sometimes they make sujood on their back, on each other, because it's packed. You see. So this is the barakah of it. The relation between the believers and the Jannah, it is something great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to feel that, because if we move these dividers from the hearts and from the eyes, we will be able to enjoy our ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to enjoy our obedience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to enjoy the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many opportunities came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came to us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُمْ. If you pass by the gardens of al-Jannah, then sit and join. And then the Sahaba, they said, what is the gardens of al-Jannah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَجَالِسُ الْعِلْمِ أَوْ حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ. The gathering of seeking knowledge, or the gathering of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a riyadul jannah. That means at that moment when you sit in it and you remember Allah or seek the knowledge, where you are sitting now, you are sitting inside the Jannah. And remember, the Jannah comes and the hugs happens between them. You see? So this is the relation between you as a believer and all the creation around you. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created loves you if you are a believer. Didn't Allah say about Prophet Dawood? When he used to walk and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what used to happen around him? وَقُلْنَا يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي. The mountains used to repeat after him. The earth, the clouds, the sky, everything share and join Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, his remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this connection happens between the believer and the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that every time, if we become a true believers and strong believers, our hearts full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must start feel that connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله إنه هو الغفور الرحيم اللهم آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الغر الميامين. عباد الله, إن الله صلى على حبيبه المصطفى وأثنى على ملائكة عرشه وقدسه فقال عز من قائل, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لبيك اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها إلهنا أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا احسن ختامنا واجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبه سيد المرسلين. Before we start the salah, inshallah, just to remind you again, our khutbah every Friday at 12:30 till 12:55. And from 12 to 12:30, we have a majlis, Babu Salam, reading and study the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From next week, inshallah, we will have a majlis every Friday between Maghrib and Aisha. And this is a majlis of tazkiyah, the purification of the hearts and of the self. And we will have in Saturday, inshallah, from next Saturday, we will have a majlis every Saturday after Maghrib. That will be about the life of the Sahaba. Another thing, inshallah, we will invite everyone to our potluck dinner the next Saturday, and that will be after Maghrib, inshallah. Every third Saturday we're having a potluck dinner. Everyone is welcome. Also, we're having in December 31st, the New Year night, we're having alternative family gathering together. We will have a special program for that, for the kids and adults and everyone. We have a ticket for this program, $25 per family, and that will be support and donation to the center. And please also, we need to remind you for your support to the center. May Allah bless all of you, and inshallah accept from all of us. Jazakumullah khair wa aqim as-salam. So that's under your name. So that's why we are known in Al-Jannah, and we are known by the Hellfire as well. That's your name, you see? So here, it is your choice after that. You want to go to that seat or to that seat. So you pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every time. It's a beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannata wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Wallahi, I ask you to grant me al-jannah and protect me from the Hellfire. And then you will receive the barakah. You just say this dua 7 times, and then the Jannah will pray for you. Now the question is, the dua of Jannah accepted by Allah or not? It is accepted by Allah for sure. Why? Because the Jannah, it is the place of His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the Jannah prays for you, that means it is something special from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Hellfire is the same thing. The dua of it is accepted. And these things, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we look at the things, we think it is object. It is object, but if you go inside it, there is no object. Because Allah said, وَإِن مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what goes under everything? Everything goes under everything. How many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he hold the rocks, the hasa in his hand, and then they start make tasbih. In his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he said to his companion, I know a rock in Mecca. Every time I used to walk, before he receives the message from Allah, I used to walk from that road. In front of that rock, every time I walk there, that rock will say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. That rock will talk to me and will say, As-salamu alayka, O Prophet. That's preparing. That's the ulama, they called it irhasat. When Allah gives the bushra to the messenger before he receives the message, before he meets Angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing him for that moment. So he knows, that rock, he recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that rock knows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that rock made the salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. It is an object, but it's not object. So that's how Allah created things. Do we understand their language or not? This is the question. But are they praying for Allah or not? Yes, they do. Are they remembering Allah or not? Yes, they do. Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, what he said? He said, when the believer dies, 2 spots, they will cry after him. The first one is his spot on the earth, where he used to pray for Allah and put his face and making the sujood and cry and remembering Allah and making tasbih of Allah. That is what will cry after him, because no longer that believer will be there. Will hug that piece of earth with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you make a sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not only a sujood as we acted, it's deeper than that. The earth hugs you like that. And you hugging the earth. That's why the earth will enjoy your words when you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Or when you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Or when you say Alhamdulillah. Or when you say Astaghfirullah. That's the connection. It creates a relation between you and the earth. Look how many years you're praying for Allah. You're putting your face down for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of relation will come here between you and the earth? So that's why when you die after that, this piece of earth will cry after you. The other spot Imam Ali said is what? Is your door in the heaven. Because each one of us has a special gate. All your dua and prayer, it will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the heaven, through that door. And then after you die, that door will close. So it will miss you too. So these two places, Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda said, they will cry after the believer. The Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it loves the believers, and the Jannah, it comes to you before you go to the Jannah. You may do something on the earth, and what you look, you're doing it right here. But if we have the 3D glasses and we can see behind, we would see ourselves inside the Jannah. And look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said to Bilal, radiallahu anhu wa arda, when he came after the rihla of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the journey, when he went to the heavens, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Bilal, akhbirni an amal. Tell me about something you do, something special. What is it? And then Bilal, he said, what is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, when I went to Jannah, every time I walk somewhere there, I hear your sandal step when you walk in front of me. Bilal, he has a sandal in Medina, and when he walks, he makes special sounds, noise. That's Bilal's shoes, radiallahu anhu. So Prophet, he hears that in Medina. When someone walks, oh, that's Bilal. So he said, I hear same thing in Al-Jannah. Wherever I turn, I hear same. What are you doing in Al-Jannah? So Bilal, he's still in Medina. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, tell me, what is the special things to do? And then Bilal, he said, now I have to tell. What I do is I took a promise myself and promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something. Every time I break my wudu, I make a wudu. I don't stay 1 minute without a wudu. Stayed in wudu and tahara all the time. And after I make every wudu, I pray 2 rak'at nafil for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sunnah, he made it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't tell him to, he did that, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh, that's why. What that means? That means Bilal, when he used to walk to go make the wudu and then comes back to pray in his mihrab, that steps when he used to walk all the time, he used to walk where? In al-Medina. But actually he walks where? Inside the Jannah. And that's proved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't know. So the Jannah, it came to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu down to him. And the Jannah, Bilal, he's walking inside the Jannah, but he can't see it. Same thing when you go visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you go to the masjid, you pray in area, what we called it, Rawda. The Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rawda Sharifa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. Between my grave, or another riwayah, مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي وَمِنْبَرِي, between my home and my member, رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. It's a garden. From the gardens of al-Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down on the earth. مَنْ صَلَّ فِيهَا فَصَلَّ صَلَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When you pray in that rawda, you are praying inside the Jannah. Has no doubt in that. Now you are sitting inside the Jannah. We believe in that because he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he told us that. We believe in that. You're praying inside the rawda, but you don't see it. But let's feel it. So the Jannah, the relation between the Jannah and the believers, it is a special relation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him putting that rawda. Do you know why? That's between his grave, between his home and his mihrab. That's the most area Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to step with his foot sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his home to the mihrab when he leaves the salah. And then go back again, and then back again, and back again. But this is the most area. He used to step on it. So when he stepped, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that area, it became what? Jannah. Remember Bilal? Bilal, when he used to walk for his wudu and his nafil, 2 rak'at, what happened? The Jannah came to him. Right? That was only for Bilal. But now this is Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Jannah is going to wait until Rasulullah comes and walk in it there? Cannot wait. So what did the Jannah do? The Jannah came down. And not only for a Prophet. For who? For everyone goes there. Look at the barakah now of it. Comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to everyone. When you go Hajj or Umrah and you want to pray there, what will happen? the people, they fight for it. You will be lucky if you get to just pass by the Rawda. And you notice that you just came from Hajj. You'll be lucky if you get to just walk through the Rawda. And you see the people, they're waiting there. And sometimes they make sujood on their back, on each other. Because it's packed. You see. So this is the barakah of it. The relation between the believers and the Jannah, it is something great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to feel that, because if we move these dividers from the hearts and from the eyes, we will be able to enjoy our ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to enjoy our obedience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be able to enjoy the remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many opportunities came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, came to us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُمْ. If you pass by the gardens of al-Jannah, then sit and join. And then the Sahaba, they said, what is the gardens of al-Jannah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَجَالِسُ الْعِلْمِ أَوْ حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ. The gathering of seeking knowledge, or the gathering of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a riyadu al-Jannah. That means at that moment when you sit in it and you remember Allah or seek the knowledge, where you are sitting now, you are sitting inside the Jannah. And remember, the Jannah comes and the hugs happens between them. You see? So this is the relation between you as a believer and all the creation around you. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created loves you if you are a believer. Didn't Allah say about Prophet Dawood? When he used to walk and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what used to happen around him? وَقُلْنَا يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي. The mountains used to repeat after him. The earth, the clouds, the sky, everything share and join Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, his remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this connection happens between the believer and the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do that every time, if we become a true believers and strong believers, our hearts full of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must start feel that connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because everything is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله إنه هو الغفور الرحيم اللهم آمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الغر الميامين. عباد الله, إن الله صلى على حبيبه المصطفى وأثنى على ملائكة عرشه وقدسه, فقال عز من قائل, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي, يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لبيك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين, إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها, إلهنا أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا احسن ختامنا واجعل آخر كلامنا من الدنيا. لا إله إلا الله, سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله رب العالمين, والحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على حبيبه سيد المرسلين. Before we start our salah, inshallah, I just want to remind you again, our khutbah every Friday at 12:30 till 12:55. And from 12 to 12:30, we have a majlis, Babu Salam, reading and study the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From next week, inshallah, we will have a majlis every Friday between Maghrib and Isha. And this is a majlis of tazkiyah, the purification of the hearts and of the self. And we will have in Saturday, inshallah, from next Saturday, we will have a majlis every Saturday after Maghrib. That will be about the life of the Sahaba. Another thing, inshallah, we will invite everyone to our potluck dinner the next Saturday, and that will be after Maghrib, inshallah. Every third Saturday we're having a potluck dinner. Everyone is welcome. Also, we're having in December 31st, the New Year night, we're having alternative family gathering together. We will have a special program for that, for the kids and adults and everyone. We have a ticket for this program, $25 per family, and that will be support and donation to the center. And please also, we need to remind you for your support to the center. May Allah bless all of you, and inshallah accept from all of us. Jazakumullah khair wa aqim as-salam.